from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Your vehicle safe and road ready before you head back to school.
Do you hear that, kids? There's nothing more impressive to me than a 19-year-old who gets his oil changes on time. Bayway's helping you do that. So check it out online at BaywayChevrolet.com. Then head on down to Broadway in Pearland. Check it out online at BaywayChevrolet.com. It's Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
KILT. KILT FM HD2 Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey sports station.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL, indeed. You're familiar with Noah Lyles' work, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
Gold medal,
yes.
Man. He should be, man. Everybody's favorite. He should be. And a photo finish.
Yeah, nah, he's a beast, man. He been doing this at a young age, man.
Got a bronze medal with COVID and over 100-degree temperature.
He's a champion, man.
He should be.
He's a world champion.
He's a true world champion. I see what you did there.
Not them fake world champions.
He's a true world champion. He should be on, like, the Wheaties box, right?
Yeah.
Do they still make Wheaties? That's not one I buy. I'm a big cereal guy, but I'm not a Wheaties guy.
I think they do.
They do.
I don't know why they would cancel it.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah. I must walk right by it. Go to my Fruit Loops.
You still eat cereal?
I eat cereal.
I haven't had cereal in a long time.
I eat cereal every morning.
I think I just
that's how I've lost 10 pounds.
Really? Okay.
I used to have, like, sausage biscuits and stuff like
that. See, just me growing up on cereal, like, it's times I had to eat cereal all throughout the day.
You and me both.
That's all we had.
Yeah, you and me both.
And I think I just got fatigued from it. Like, I got fatigued from ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen.
I just kind of got tired of it, man.
Yeah, mine was beans. We had beans with every single meal. And I still eat beans. Don't get me wrong. Go to Mexican food, right? But, like, we had beans with spaghetti. We had beans with roast. We had beans with, like, my mom was from Mexico, so, like, we had beans. It was fresh, delicious beans. Like, she made homemade every day.
Yeah.
Beans in every meal.
I was kind of similar, too. My dad, you know, growing up in a small town in Tennessee, he was heavy on the beans, too. Mm-hmm. He would make, like, Great Northern beans. And
ours was all pinto, baby.
Pinto beans with a little ham hock in there or some turkey necks in there and all that stuff. Yeah.
So... Now, he should be, like, one of the most popular. Like, people should be stumbling all over themselves to be a part of Noah Lyles. However, and you just touched on it, he did it with the NBA and the NFL, right?
Yeah.
He said that, you know, or sort of questioned, why do they call him world champion?
Yeah, that was kind of like around everybody, like even football, like world champions.
And this guy that's won a gold medal.
World
and
champions of what?
Yeah, it's like world champions of what? Because obviously he's saying all they do is win in the American league. Yeah. You know, American championship.
And not going against other countries.
Exactly. Then Tyreek Hill last week said, yeah, I can beat him in a race, which I don't buy, but it'll be a race, but yeah. I don't think he'll beat him. Well, Noah Lyles has responded.
What's that guy? What's the cheetah guy from football? What I can't remember his name. Where's Mark? What's the football player who thinks he's fast name? Tyreek Hill.
What's the football player that thinks he's fast name? That is, now they almost have to do it, right?
Yeah, I think Tyreek Hill should do it, man. Mm-hmm. He should do it. I respect DK Metcalf. He did the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
He actually raced against some Olympic track stars.
Yes,
and he came. He was second to last.
Mm-hmm.
And you know DK is pretty fast too. I think he actually ran. Did he?
No,
run
he did.
Track?
No, he did.
Yeah, he actually ran track.
Yeah,
but he came second and last. But a lot of people respect that he actually tried to compete against them.
Now, if I'm Tyreek Hill, I want to race him in a 40-yard dash. Noah Lyles doesn't have a great start, notoriously, and it's in 40 yards. Tyreek might get him.
Yeah, I think he will.
60, he doesn't have a chance. 100, definitely doesn't have a chance.
And see, if I'm Noah Lyles, I'm not jumping into that 40-yard dash.
Hell like,
y'all,
no.
Y'all do that already. Step into my arena.
Yeah.
Like, do exactly what I want to go medal win.
Yeah.
One bronze in, being sick. Nah, you guys jump into my arena.
Or compromise, who's 60 or 80. Yeah. Noah Lyles will still win that.
Yeah, nah, if you feel like you could beat me in my game.
Yeah.
Like if I was Noah Lyles and I was sitting there saying, oh, I could beat you in football.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we don't make it easy. Like, let's do what I do.
Yeah.
And see how that come out.
Yeah. So a couple moves yesterday around the NFL here. Matthew Judon got traded to the Falcons. The Texans were apparently in the mix. It was a little interesting to me. I mean, it's not apples to apples in terms of position, but he'll put his hand in the dirt and rush the passers, a linebacker by definition. It was a little interesting to me. And Justin Simmons, who I was a big fan of, maybe bringing to the Texans, he ended up signing as well, also with the Falcons.
They loading up on defense, man. I wonder what they sitting there trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I kind of looked at that. I didn't really dig deep into the Texans kind of being involved. I just kind of looked at it as Nick Caserio, like, like, oh, y'all got them for sale? How much y'all charging for that?
Well, that's the story to me.
Yeah.
Like, they are, every team is always open for business. You're not doing your job if you don't listen. But I think they might be a little more active than people think. This was D'Amico Ryans on being interested in players like Judon.
Good football players is what I'm looking for. And whatever the position is, any good football players that can help us, that's what we're looking to continue to add to our team and be as good as possible. For myself and Nick, it's something that we continue to evaluate, right? Our team is never set. So whatever players, right, come up or available, whatever it is, we look into all those situations to see how can we improve our team. That's our job, to improve our team and put the best team together for the Texans, and that's what it's all about.
I think they're going to be pretty, you know, I shouldn't say pretty, what is pretty active, but I think they're still looking. We talked earlier, I think maybe running back, definitely linebacker. But yeah, I think they're going to be a little active.
And that's something good you want to hear as a fan. You want to hear a team that, you know, you can
hungry.
Say, yeah, you can say is really loaded already and still looking for good players.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that always turned me off with a team is when a good player is out there, they just get released.
We're good.
We're not looking into that. It's just like, man, like, he's a good player. Especially if it's a position of possible need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a running back, somebody, you know, a good running back get released.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear D'Amico Ryan saying, yeah, we're not really looking into
that. We're good.
No, like, good player. Like, look into a good player.
Yeah.
Like, not saying you got to sign everybody.
Yeah.
But look into it. Say, check it out. See what he's talking about.
And I think they're going to be, they're certainly active looking.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just like, if somebody calls, we'll listen.
Yeah.
I think they're active looking.
Yeah, check it out. See what the price of the brick is.
Exactly.
You ain't got to buy it.
Yeah. And so this got a little awkward, though, because Matthew Judon was traded the same day that the Patriots and Eagles played last night. So the, you know, local TV does the preseason games. Boston area television sideline reporter, you know, cozies up to Ramondre Stevenson and asks him.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo. And I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I was talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
Judon. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, a different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Oh, Judon. You're right, though. You could have interpreted that either way.
Yeah. Because that been the story. This is the first year without Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's going to feel a little different. And the way he kind of phrased the question and his tone.
Yeah.
It sounded like, hey, man, he went to a better place. How do it feel? And it's like, man, like, you know, like, ain't nobody, like, I don't know how many people is asking about Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
So that seemed like that been the kind of the question whenever a reporter come around. Like, it's about Bill Belichick. How
my
different
favorite part
feel?
Of that. My favorite part of that whole interview is he thinks it's Bill Belichick, which, again, like you just said, like, no big deal. I get it. But he goes, yeah, he's one of my favorites. One of your favorites. Yeah. that Bill Belichick guy, he's one of my favorite coaches.
Yeah, who else you got that was your favorite?
Hell, who's on top? who's your favorite?
Like, wow. Yeah, he was all right. He's one of my favorites.
You know that Vince Lombardi, he's all right. You know, he's pretty good. So a couple things happened this morning. And, you know, we're all going through our stuff for the show and I came across this, and I'm like, we really, really need the regular season to start. We have reached the, hey, you think Deion Sanders is going to coach the Cowboys? Part of the preseason.
Oh, goodness.
Turning the path that they're on.
Uh-oh.
Harry.
Uh-oh.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Uh-oh.
You know who gets paid a lot of money these days, too? College football players. The world has changed. That dynamic has changed a lot since he was at Jackson State, and even in the last year or two. I'm listening to him talking about Jerry Jones. I'm contemplating a world in which his son, Shedeur Sanders, is going to be one of the top draft picks, one of the top quarterbacks in the upcoming NFL draft. I'm envisioning a season in which Jerry Jones seems relatively satisfied to let Mike McCarthy have a one-and-done situation, to let Dak Prescott have a one-and-done situation. I'm picturing the ultimate marketer, the ultimate salesman, the ultimate drama, which is Jerry Jones, and I'm picturing him imagining Deion and Shedeur Sanders as his coach and quarterback next year.
We have reached that point.
Is we playing Madden Dynasty?
We have reached that point of the preseason.
Goodness gracious.
They're talking about Deion, like this big conspiracy theory, which, by the way, it is the Cowboys, so I guess there's some time, but like, I know we're going to draft Shedeur Sanders. We're going to hire Deion Sanders, then draft Shedeur Sanders, and there's your next coach. Come on.
Man, it sounds like some people in a barbershop just talking, playing GM, man.
Hey, why don't they get Deion?
What they need to do.
Yeah.
What they need to do, they need to fire the coach, hire Deion, and draft Shedeur.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like your barber is sitting there with the clippers.
And everybody's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
No, he cold, though. He cold. Like, man, goodness. They take that barbershop talk.
Oh, off the charts.
Man.
Off the charts.
That's barbershop talk right there.
And then two other things happened just today that kind of reinforced my thought. Like, we're beyond the point of, like, legitimate discussion and who's doing what and this and that. So Derek Carr was interviewed yesterday. And, like, real adamantly, he said, man, this team is 10 times better than it was last year. And I'm like, 10 times better. This team is 10 times better than last year. We're just reaching. Then I walk into the studio this morning and a national, I say it was on ESPN, national talk show is discussing an entire segment, almost an entire segment, about what's the greatest Duke starting lineup ever. I'm like, dude.
The greatest who?
Duke basketball starting lineup ever.
Man.
Yeah.
We just need the season to start, man.
We really need the season.
Man, I'm surprised they ain't talking about LeBron or Jordan. Who's the GOAT?
Oh, well, let's stay tuned. Stay tuned to some of these. But no, we absolutely do. One other thing here around the NFL, as we're kind of making sure everybody's in tune with everything. Dak Prescott seems to be pretty confident that he's going to get a deal. I don't think so.
You don't think
like he said, oh, real good discussions. Man, we've heard that before. And your owners over there saying, you know, we're not in any hurry to sign CeeDee Lamb because that's going to become a mess. Too.
It is.
That's going to become a bigger mess, should say.
Nah, it is. I would hate to be a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a Cowboys fan, but I would hate to be a Cowboys fan. Just look across the board. Just all the people that's up for a contract or should be getting a contract pretty soon, man. Yeah. You got CeeDee Lamb. I think he's going to ask for a lot. Dak Prescott. No matter how you feel about him, I thought he was a good quarterback. I don't know if you could upgrade.
I'm never going to doubt him being a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like they in a treadmill type of stage.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I'm never going to doubt that he's a good quarterback because he is. He's proven. He's in the MVP race.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to believe that Jerry Jones is, man, we got to sign this guy. Let's pay him.
He has some good teams. He had a good team around him a few years ago and never reached the NFC championship. And to me, it's like, do you move on from them and start fresh? Yeah. But you're most likely going to downgrade. They're a good enough team where they can't get the first overall pick or something.
I do think this.
They're in a weird place.
Yes. I think Jerry Jones has kind of lost his fastball in terms of like the moves that he's involved in and his shrewd, maneuvering and all that. But I do think he has a big plan. Like he doesn't do anything by accident. He loves the attention. He likes people talking about the Cowboys, but that's your quarterback. That's your receiver. You got Micah coming down the pike. Like there is a vision that he has that maybe it is going to be kind of a wholesale starting with McCarthy and move on down. Maybe it is going to be a wholesale change.
Yeah, no, you can see that because he got what one. This is last year on his deal.
No, and McCarthy's gone. Yeah. I think either way.
Yeah, so yes, I think and it's a reason to me. It's a reason why they didn't do anything in free agency.
Yeah,
like it's sad to say that
there's that too. Yeah,
it's sad to say that Zeke Elliott is probably the most recognized or big time free agent signing for them. So it seemed like they just trying to like roll with the punches again for this year.
Yeah.
And maybe they could make the playoffs this year. Maybe they could still be, you know, an okay team.
We'll see.
But I don't think they
He's got something in mind.
Yeah.
And it ain't status quo.
Yeah. So maybe.
And I'm not even talking about just McCarthy. Like he's looking all these positions, all these players.
Yeah, but they all of those players are top tier type of players and they looking to get paid.
Yeah.
So I would hate to be in that situation. That's a situation you don't want.
Thank God it's not us.
Yeah, you have a quarterback that's good but can't get you over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking to get paid like he's a superstar that did get you over that hump.
Yeah. All right, the internet is going nuts with a lot of stuff today. So let's get into that, including a movie is being made about John Madden. And who is going to play him? Talk about
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
About that now. I got the internet going nuts. Going nuts big time here. All right, let's start with, we mentioned her earlier, which means she's going to get more of her 15 minutes here. But this was epic. Haley Welch, better known as Hawk Tua Girl, threw out the first pitch at the Mets game yesterday, and it went about as well as you thought it would in terms of how it was received. Lots of spitball jokes, that kind of thing. One Mets beat writer was told that after he said, you know, Haley Welch is throwing out the first pitch, just say that. Don't say anything else, like who she is or how she got famous or whatever. And then our friends over at the WFAN, Sal Licata. So the Yankees are in the middle. Well, you know what? Let's just let Sal Licata explain his take on this.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Breaking records! Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace, and now Hawk Tua! Come on, bro, I can't take it! I cannot take it anymore! It's ridiculous! And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset! It's embarrassing! Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No! But that's the problem! The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock! It's a joke! Hawk Tua!
I think I just want to talk about this the rest of the show.
I do too. I just want to talk about this for the rest of the show. Like, you actually made a really good point. Like, the Yankees are doing all this stuff. I mean, we'll get to the Yankees when the Astros face them, but I'm saying in terms of New York, they're like, all these headlines, all this MVP talk, all these records and all that. And they're like, we got Grimace. We got Hawk Tua, girl.
Yeah. That's the type of stuff you bring up when the team is so bad.
Yeah.
Where you just like, man, don't nobody care about this team right now, but let's bring in somebody with a social media presence.
Yeah.
Like, y'all should be better than that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, no, I totally get where he's coming from.
I got the internet going nuts.
Rest in peace to a H-Town legend, man. Beat King. People know him as Club Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away yesterday, man.
And you knew him.
Yeah, I actually met him a couple times. So actually had him up here at the station,
man,
a few times. Did a podcast with him and all that with ESG. But so sad. Didn't expect this.
Mm-hmm.
He was 39 years old. He passed away.
Yeah.
And salute to his family. Prayers to his family. This one hurt, man. He got a
He's an H-Town guy.
H-Town legend, man. He was known to be in these clubs and creating some good party music. I know him for his party music. And he was just genuinely a good dude, man.
Yeah.
He made an impact on a lot of people here in Houston, even if you didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But so sad, man.
Yeah.
That's a piece of beat, Kim.
Well, that's tough. So I totally am with you on that.
I got the internet going nuts.
Ray Gunn has spoken.
Mm.
Rachel Gunn, better known as the Australian breaking.
I can't wait till we
talk about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
talk about get rid of the 15
minutes. It felt like
an
hour of fame, man. I can't wait till this is over with.
So, you know, there's been allegations. I don't even know how much we've talked about it, but allegations that the whole thing was rigged, like her husband was part of the committee that brought this. And they showed some other Australian breakdancers that looked a lot better than her. So she addressed that a little bit. But she's also addressing just sort of everything that's happened.
Hi, everyone. Ray Gunn here.
Ray Gunn.
I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity, and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that would also open the door to so much hate. Which has frankly been pretty devastating. While I went out there and I had fun, I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics, and I gave my all, truly. But I'd really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family.
Yeah. No, look, it's... I actually don't mind what she said, except for one thing. Like, I get it. Whatever. She probably did try her best. It just wasn't good.
Yeah.
The thing that I had a problem with is, like, she's like, I really wanted to bring joy to people, and I'm glad I did. I don't think that's how she wanted to do it. Like, people are pointing and laughing, not laughing with her, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, that's part of the territory, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do something and it just catch on fire and people, you know, talk about you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. That's kind of like a viral tweet.
Mm-hmm.
When you tweet something and then just go insane viral.
Yeah.
And then you got all these people you don't know just talking smack about you that don't even know you and probably harassing you and just stuff like that. You just got to, I mean, it kind of come with it, man.
Yeah.
I understand it's very uncomfortable, but sometimes it is what it is.
It
I know
is
you hate that term.
No, it is.
It is what it is, man. You just got to roll with the punches or just mute it and keep going.
Yeah, but did you really work that hard, though? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think in her mind she did.
I got the internet going nuts.
Well, this is a movie that is whose time is well past. Its time has come for sure. They're going to make a biopic or biopic, however you want to say it. I think both ways are okay. On John Madden.
Okay.
That's going to be big time.
I would love to see that.
That's going to be legendary, you know, coach, broadcaster, obviously Madden video game. And apparently the Hollywood Reporter says that it is officially going to be made. It is going to be a John Madden movie. So you're wondering, I wonder who's playing John Madden. Nicolas Cage.
Hey.
How are we feeling about Nicolas Cage playing John Madden?
I'm kind of intrigued by it. I didn't know he was still doing stuff like that, but I'm kind of intrigued by it, man. I'm not against it.
My first instinct was Nicolas Cage. Then I kind of thought about it some more. I mean, the dude just makes movies. He's kind of known as, in some circles, as not a great actor or this or that. He's made, I guarantee, over 100 movies.
Yeah,
like he just gets into the roles. Not all of them are like Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them really are Oscar worthy. But the dude just gets into a role, and he's played a number of different. I ended up kind of with you.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, I'm not like against it. I'm not like got the pom poms out for it.
Yeah, intrigued.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued. I will say this too about these biopics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not this, I think it's only a few actors that's way known, like big time actors that could do like biopics and stuff like this. I'm not a fan of just getting a celebrity or just a, any actor that we all know
get
play
someone that really looks the part.
I'm fine with somebody that we might not know.
Yeah,
that's really good.
I agree,
because something like, you can't just get somebody like, oh, John Travolta. He looked like him, so he should play him.
Yeah,
like I think you really should focus on, like, I guess getting somebody that you won't be really biased towards.
Yeah. No.
It's only a few actors that can, you know, to me, somebody like a Denzel, he could play anything.
Yes.
I think Jamie Foxx, he could, once he get into that mode, he could just play anything. Tom Hanks, same way too. But, some people be trying to look for the big star. And I don't think you have to have a big star.
Yeah.
Now, it'll help as far as like sales and, you know, people want to go out and see this big star.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like it take away from the actual.
Yeah. Movie. And I kind of warmed up to Nicolas Cage here, because I think when you look at like John Madden and the way he gestures and screams and boom, you know, and all that stuff. Nicolas Cage can do that.
Yeah.
You know he can do that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of... Yeah.
Have he played in something like this before? Like a...
Well, he's done everything.
Because I know he's doing a lot of action movies and stuff like that.
National Treasure and, you know, Guarding Tess and everything. I mean, you can look at him. He's been making movies for 35 years, man. I mean... Hell, he was back in the 80s, in fact. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He had a smaller part. That was one of the ones that got him started. Like, I'm looking, because I said he'd probably done 100 movies. It looks like about 100. You know, he's done everything.
Now, he was a household name back in the day, man. Like, you
Raising
always,
Arizona, remember that?
Yeah. You always bring up Nick Cage.
Yeah. All right, so I want you guys to brace yourself for this. This actually is an older clip, like about a year or so. But for some reason, people brought it back up this morning, and it has the internet going nuts. This is an actual, okay, so this is a woman. It's not a fake video, put it that way.
Okay.
She's talking about her husband and why she's mad at him.
Okay, listen, I've confirmed it. My husband no longer cares about me. Okay, so this morning when I woke up in a really bad mood. Okay, I don't know why I woke up in a bad mood, but I was just in a bad mood. And I wanted to talk to him about it. I really did. So when he asked me the first time, he said, "What's wrong with you? You're acting like you're in a bad mood or something." I said, "No, I'm fine." Okay, so then he asks again. He was like, "No, I can tell something's wrong with you. What's going on? Is there something wrong?" And I said, "No, I'm fine." And then he never asked me again. He never asked again. And what hurts the most is that I was going to tell him on that third time. I was going to tell him the third time that he asked. And then he just must not care. He must not give a single what's wrong with me, because he didn't ask for the third time. He did not persist with the questions. He asked twice and he let it go.
Bro.
Who does that? Who?
Bro. First of all, how fast is she talking?
Yeah.
And pray for this dude. Like, she's like, I was gonna tell him the third time. Like, what?
Yeah.
And this happens. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Well... Yeah. I mean, it does happen.
Yeah, no.
But that woman, pray for the dude.
Nah, I don't like that. Like, look, I go through that currently.
Everybody does.
Like, I've been through it with my wife, where, you know, I'm the type that's gonna keep saying, "What's wrong? You're not yourself."
Yeah.
And she'd be like, "No, I'm fine." I would keep on, and sometimes she'd be like, "Man, I just want to be left alone." So now I'm at a point where I'm like, "What's wrong? Nothing." I'm like, "All right."
Yeah. I do that. I do that too.
Like, all right.
I've reached the point. There's a point in your marriage where you reach, where you say, "What's wrong?" "Oh no, I'm fine." I'm like, "Cool,
bet." Cool. Like, bet. All right, cool. I'm like, "What you doing today? How's your day going?"
The first few times you do that, it makes it 100 times worse.
Yes,
but
yes.
After a while, she just like will tell you.
Yeah,
you know, that's all I want to know. I don't. Well, there's no rule that you have to ask her 3 or 4 times, or else you don't care.
Yeah. Yep, and then if I say bet,
it's
like, "Oh, I want you to be there for me. I want you that."
I asked you.
Yeah.
I asked you.
So I'm still trying to find the medium ground with this. You know,
I'm still trying to figure it out. You ask me what's wrong, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like, "What's wrong?" Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
"What's wrong?" "Nothing."
Yeah.
A couple of minutes later, "What's wrong?" "Nothing." "What's wrong?" "I'll tell you what's wrong." Dude, yeah, that this shouldn't be a rule.
Why do I have to keep asking you three times?
This should not be
a
rule.
For you to tell me what's wrong. And so now I think we got to a place where if it is something wrong and she don't want to talk about it, she'll let me know, like, yeah, I'm not in the mood to talk about it. Okay. And then I'm like, all right, I won't keep bugging you. Because sometimes it start bugging me where I'm like, I want to know what's wrong. Did I do something?
Yeah.
Or are you just in a bad mood or something happened at work?
Yeah. No, I'm 100%. Like, she say, if she says nothing, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And I go, whatever.
The worst part about that, though, they'll make it known that they really mad.
Oh, they still get acted.
Start slamming stuff. Or sit around.
Oh, boy. Sheesh. Yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing.
Cool.
All right, bet.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm about to run to the stove.
Yeah. She's just seething.
Yeah.
I don't understand the rule. All right, man. Hey, things are going to look and sound a little different in these parts the next time we convene. Let's see if we can figure out a little bit more about the new guy. The new guy on In the Loop. I'm going to ask Figgy because he's got some inside intel. And we're going to share it with you next. Things are going to look a little different the next time we convene in this studio. You're not going to be in this studio, sadly.
Oh, man, where I'm going?
I'm actually maybe not too sadly because you're awesome behind the glass.
Yeah.
But it's been a great 2 weeks here.
I done got comfortable here now.
Well, yeah. And now we're going to boot your butt back out.
Screw the new guy. We could do this show.
Boot your ass back
out.
Yeah,
man.
New In the Loop. That's the latest iteration of In the Loop. Starts on Monday, right here on Sports Radio 610. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, all that good stuff. It's going to be really good. I can tell you that right now. We haven't even done a show yet, but we've done some other stuff with each other. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really fun, but it's going to be a learning experience.
Yeah. No, we're going to learn. Real quick, before we get to that learning experience, I just want to say shout out to everybody who's been filling in with us the last couple months, like producers, hosts, you know, B. Scott, Sean Bajani, Adam Spillane, Patrick Creighton,
Vandermeer,
Mark Vandermeer. It's been a lot of people that hopped on with us, man. And I know it's not easy doing a show with different people.
Yeah.
Throughout.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed. The show sounded a little different.
I hadn't noticed.
As of late.
Yeah.
But nah, man, everybody that sat in that chair, sat in this chair, has been amazing, man.
Yeah.
Team players. And look, man, it's never easy going through stuff like that, but man, I had fun. It been a fun couple months.
I have had
doing shows with different people.
I have had a blast. And I can tell our listeners, longtime listeners, some who've been listening to us, listening to me for all going on 15 years here at Sports Radio 610, which in itself is kind of wild.
Dang. 15 years.
It's going to be 15 years in October.
What was I doing 15 years ago?
What were you doing in October of 2009?
I was out here trying to chase some hootin'. chase some hoochies.
So, totally. You've heard me say this off the air. I've never really said it on the air too much, I don't think. Every time I sit here, it's about the listener. It's about the listener. And with that in mind, that's what I had in mind whenever they were asking me questions about more than 150 people that applied for this job. Like more than 150, I can tell you that. Like 14 air quote finalists. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying all this. And then the final finalists. And I would always go through the same thing. What's best for the listener? What would be best for them? And then us, next. Like, is it going to be cool? Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be taking it to another level? I can tell you that right off the top. You're going to love it 10 a.m. Monday. What I can't tell you is our new host's name, but Figgy has some intel, and I want you to answer these questions as you think he would answer. And then I'm going to ask him these same questions on Monday to see how close you got. And these aren't the, hey, tell me about yourself questions. These are questions that we will really find out some stuff about our guy. All right. Did he play sports in high school? And if so, which one did he excel at?
Yes, I think he played probably multiple sports, but I think the one he was really good in was probably, I'm going to say track.
Track. I wonder if that's a hint. Well, it could have been any number of sports that you can think there. Does he prefer, if you had to pick one, Mexican food, Chinese food, or Italian food?
I went with Italian food, man. This is just shooting in the dark.
No, you know a little bit. You've been around.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Italian food.
All right. What was the last thing? Because over the course of our lives, I don't care if you were 5 years old, you've probably taken something. What was the last thing that he stole?
He seemed like a legit good guy. Like, I don't think he have that type of vibe to him where he taking something really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say he probably took a pen from somewhere, not just make a mistake, take a pen.
Yeah.
But was out somewhere at maybe a fancier place,
mm-hmm.
seeing some fancy, a fancy pen. Like, man, I like this pen. I got to take this pen. I'm sorry.
All right. Here's a good one. Has he ever hooked up with a friend's ex?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow.
Because this is why. This ain't a spoiler alert, but he went to college.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of friends, a lot of exes. He spent some time in college.
Yeah.
I'm sure he made a lot of friends in college.
Right.
I'm sure Susie was talking to one of his buddies.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out right.
So he's like, hey, Susie.
And one night, drinking beer in a dorm or mm-hmm. where. I don't know about college, but probably at a frat party or something like that.
Yeah,
Susie was there. They hooked up.
All right. So we got a track star in high school who likes Italian food, stole a good pen knowingly, has hooked up with an ex-friend, a friend's ex. Beyonce or Rihanna?
I'm going to say Beyonce. He's from the H.
Yeah.
So I think
there's another hint.
Yeah. He's rolling with Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say this is his favorite style of music, but what is his preferred between these two? Country music or classic rock?
I'm going to go, you know, like I said, he's from the age. He's from Texas.
He's had a taste.
Yeah. So I'm going to shoot in the dark. I'm going to say country.
I kind of like that. From what I know, I might be with you on that, but we'll find out.
I'd be a little shocked if he preferred classic rock over country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Has he ever had a near-death experience, and what might it have been?
I'm going to say no. He seemed like a very careful guy. I assume he played sports too, so I don't think it was anything bad like that outside of an injury, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Let's go dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Pineapple on pizza?
I hope not. I'm going to say no. I'm going to look at him a little different if he do.
That's an important one.
Yeah.
That's an important one. This is another one that is going to be very telling about our new co-host. Has he ever broken up via text?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I think, and it's nothing wrong with that, especially mm-hmm. in this day and age. That's how a lot of people communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have full-blown relationships via text.
Or like long relationships and still break up via text.
Yeah, so nah.
So that's another hint, though.
Yeah, that he might be in the younger generation.
A little younger side there. Does he believe in ghosts?
I'm going to say yes. I think he do.
Does he believe in aliens?
Yes.
All right. I'm liking that, actually.
Yeah, if he do, that means he might be really into conspiracies.
Yeah.
So he might be.
Well, that's my wheelhouse.
He might be that. He might think the earth is flat, too.
Well, that's not in my wheelhouse.
He might be a flat earther.
He's Kyrie. That part is not. Drums or flats?
I'm going to go with drums.
Take the easy route.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
Be efficient. I actually could see that.
Yeah.
I could see, because rather than get your teeth in the middle of that bone and have to pull out all that meat and all that stuff. Wine or beer?
I'm going to go with beer. He went to college, and I think a lot of people that went to college probably
drank a lot of beer.
Yes. Get drunk. I don't think everybody was that bougie going to liquor and wine.
Does he prefer doing the laundry or doing the dishes?
I'm gonna say dishes.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he can knock out some dishes. Probably, maybe if he had like a little part time job or something, he'd probably be washing dishes or something.
I'm gonna say laundry. I think he watches TV, sports. I'm guessing, and just folds clothes and all that.
You think he's the guy that folds all of his clothes as soon as they done, just leave a?
I do. That would be in my wheelhouse too. That'd be very compatible.
Yeah. I'm the type that would just leave it in the basket.
Don't do that.
I do not feel like doing. And the one thing my wife do that I hate, she do this as soon as it come out the dryer.
It's nice and warm.
No, yeah, she dump it all on the bed.
Oh no!
So now, like, you know, mind you, I'll be slacking off of that.
Yeah.
So when it's time to go to bed, all his laundry is on the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, now I got to move it.
Yeah.
So,
has he ever gone in a pool?
I'm gonna say yes. I think everybody has at some point,
right? How about gone in a pool as an adult?
I'm gonna say no, not in the pool.
Yeah.
Not in the pool as an adult.
Yeah. That's telling. Does he gamble on sports?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. I mean, that's a safe guess.
Yeah.
In this industry, that's a safe guess. Here's another important one. Does he recycle?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no, he doesn't recycle?
Not on his own, unless he's forced to.
Yeah.
Like some cities make you recycle.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm going to say no.
All right, if that's the case, we're going to have a talk with him. You got to have the two bins. You got to recycle. If you're just joining us, we're asking Figgy questions about our new host that's going to join us on Monday. And Figgy's answering them as he knows them because he has some intel. And we're going to ask our new host the exact same questions on Monday and see how it goes. Here's just a few more as Ron and Clint get in here. Hoosiers or Field of Dreams?
I messed up earlier when you asked this, mm-hmm. but I'm going with Field of Dreams because we almost moved some furniture when you mentioned Hoosiers.
Has he ever ridden a horse?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
Now, these are the three most important ones. These last three. Beans and chili or no?
He's from Texas. I'm going to say no.
Thank you.
I'm going to say no.
Thank you.
Even though that's crazy to me. You got to have some beans
Lopez, are you a no beans and chili?
It's chili if it has no beans.
It's
stew if it has beans.
It's freaking soup if it have no beans.
No. Chili in Texas, as a God-fearing Texan... Chili in Texas does not have beans.
So when you eat chili, like when you at the crib, when it's nice, cool, cold outside, mm-hmm. you eat chili at the house, you just go straight chili.
You're damn right.
Yeah, see, we don't.
Because I'm a Texan, man.
You got to have some beans in it, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Pops had, my dad always, his pinto beans are
I love beans, don't get me wrong.
Now, so what he'd do is he'd do a pot of chili and a pot of pinto beans, and then we'd mix them as we made it.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe he believed in the same thing in terms of how you cook it.
Well, we'll find out about the new guy, if he's an American, Texan or not.
I'm going to say he's going to go beans and chili.
Two more. We're asking questions about and see how the new guy's going to answer them, and we're going to ask him on Monday. Last two guys, has he ever eaten someone's food out of the office refrigerator?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He looks like a rule follower, not like Clint.
Yeah, I would say no.
Last one. This might be the most important question of all. Office emails, does he reply all?
He's probably accidentally done that.
Oh, hell.
No, I think he's a reply all guy.
Oh, well, we're going to have a talk.
I think he's a reply
all guy. Say no.
You're going to say no.
Yeah, knock it out. Yeah, he's... Well, I don't know.
Don't reply all, man. Come on.
I've done it.
No, I did it.
I think it matters.
I did it when we got the email about him. I did it just for the simple fact, like, hey, it's our
team. You did it. You did it on the new what they were asking about the radio station, right?
I did, which
makes sense. Like,
yeah,
on stuff like that. I wanted y'all
to see my idea too.
Yeah, right. That
made sense.
Which it was a brainstorm email, so it made sense to reply to all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the reply all is kind of, it depends on what the.
It's a kiss up. Well, let's call it what it is.
No. If
you're
somebody,
kissing butt, if you reply all,
the one from yesterday.
If you reply all to like it's so and so's birthday, and say happy birthday, so and so. You're kissing somebody's ass.
I text them individually.
Oh hell, I ain't got everybody's number at the office.
But it's funny. The issue I had with this, though, was...
See, this is why it's an important question.
When we got the email about who we got,
right.
I said, congratulations, can't wait, and all this other stuff. I was a little offended that people around here from the other stations ain't say a peep.
Yeah.
Because we get that stuff all the time with other stations.
Oh, Figgy, you serious?
We just get flooded.
Look, Figgy,
I'm like, hey, where the love for us?
Figgy, you're just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm dead silent, man.
It was only like two people that wasn't affiliated with Sports Radio System.
Fig opened up a can of worms. I feel you. And I ain't talking about just emails, Fig. I'm talking, hey, there ain't no doubt, boy. Oh, SR-16, we stepchild now. There ain't no doubt about it.
We ain't get a peep. Hey. Everybody here at 16 says something.
Yeah.
But we ain't get a peep. Oh, we used to get all
the time. That's big time right there.
Yes,
I'm like,
if Adam Spolane was in here right now, he'd say, what are you talking about, Clint?
Adam Spolane. Look here, it's a broad statement, and everybody involved knows it. If anybody tries to deny it, they're lying through the damn teeth.
Yeah. Our listeners, by the way, right on cue, being our listeners in all their glory, is he well spoken?
I would say very.
Yeah. Well,
I would say very.
I would say you're kind of telling on yourself there a little bit too.
Do we say store or stow?
I think he's probably got both in him.
I think he says. That's the answer. Yeah, that's the answer.
You think he's an adapter?
Yeah. That's the answer.
I think he can adjust. You adjust.
I think he's a store.
I can't adjust.
You think he's a store? And we'll find out. Monday, 10 a.m. Be there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.